I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Well, really excited once again to be talking with the Newburyport Mayor, Donna Holliday. And Madam Mayor, welcome back. I hope you had a pleasant holiday season.
Well, I think like everyone, Rick, it's always a pleasure to speak with you and update your listeners. Holiday season was very different, I think, for all of us, or many of us. But it was nice. It was quiet. It was small. And it was nice to see, you know, my son. So.
Yes. Yeah, same here. Very, very quiet, but we did get through it. And it's interesting that so many people were looking forward to putting 2020 in the rearview mirror and excited, even though it was a subdued celebration, but excited about 2021. And then on January 6th, an event that took place that's probably the second most drastic nationally in my lifetime, last Wednesday at the Capitol building. And I wonder if you might give us your thoughts on what happened last Wednesday and where we're headed.
It's hard to even put into words, you know, in watching what was happening on the 6th in D.C. When they were trying to start the joint session to do their constitutional duty, our senators and congressmen, to solidify the Electoral College, and, you know, to have this kind of horrid rhetoric just, you know, pounded and pounded and pounded through all these social media sources, and our commander-in-chief about fraud when there was no evidence anywhere. Even, you know, like the Republican governor and the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia. I mean, time and time again, yeah, over, what, 60 lawsuits kicked out. Even recently, the Supreme Court isn't willing to look at his cases. And, you know, it just, he is responsible for, with the culpability of some of the Republican senators and members of the House who propagated this lie and incited people and continued to get people really angry that there was a steal. And it's hard for me to believe that at this juncture that people just blindly listen and absorb this and believe it when it's, you know, the facts are there. It broke my heart watching what was happening. It just hard to believe that this is the United States of America and this is the response. But I think that there's no question that somehow a door, well, somehow we know how, by all the, you know, social media rhetoric, we have engendered these white supremacists.
You know,
and it's very frightening to me.
I had a course that I was teaching to teachers for professional development. But even before that, probably 15, 20 years ago, I had a kid in class who watched Fox television exclusively, and they had done some kind of a video on a fake moon landing. And this young man was convinced and would not believe that the United States had ever, you know, gone into space and landed on the moon. And I asked someone about that. I asked a famous astronomer, a matter of fact, and he said, you know what? You're not going to convince them, so let it go. And that was 15, 20 years ago, and here we have now literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, that do not trust or believe in, believe is the wrong word. They do not trust the actual facts. And, Madam Mayor, I think this comes down to local information and, in my opinion, local education as well, and that we have to get the word out, you know, that there are credible sources in which you can actually check facts. But it's just, how do we come together? I mean, locally, you in the mayor's office and in the city councils and so on throughout the eastern Massachusetts are pretty much apolitical. I don't know what party you're in. I don't know what party the city councilors are in. So that at least demonstrates we can work together.
Right. I mean, there's certainly challenges, but there's no question about it. You know, in the 11 years that I have served, going into my 12th year now, we've accomplished a lot working together as the legislative branch and the executive branch. And despite, as I said, there will always be, you know, push and pull and challenges, but that's what's supposed to happen. But it has to be respectful, and there has to be, you know, once decisions are made, that there has to be a willingness to accept that and understand that compromise means that both sides gives up something, and that you have to go forward and, you know, for the good of the people who elected you, and continue to make progress in, you know, whether it's a local community, regional, state, or, mm-hmm. you know, larger.
Well, I think compromise has been lost on our national government. Anyway, let's turn attention, Madam Mayor, to the other probably as equally as important issue, and that is COVID, the COVID response in Newburyport. Your city has actually done fairly well to date.
Yes, I certainly was disappointed on and around the end of October when cases started to spike again, because we had kept things really flat, and I just kept hammering home, you know, with our executive director of the hospital, put up, you know, mandated zones for wearing masks. And really, I thought, you know, I was so pleased with the direction, and we still were getting good turnout from tourists, people visiting. Everybody was wearing masks. I was, you know, really pleased that I thought we were going to get through this. And then all of a sudden, everything just started, you know, doubling and tripling in terms of numbers. And, you know, our total cases now are certainly, we're not like some of the larger cities, but 870 and 28 deaths, and which still breaks my heart, but we're still certainly not out of this by any means until we have much greater access to the vaccine. I'm very pleased that our first responders will get, we've joined with seven other communities, and our health director, Fran Ciccoloni, did a great job in terms of organizing and getting a site certified in Newburyport. So we're doing a sort of trial run today, and those working the site this Thursday and Friday for first responders will also have the opportunity to receive the vaccine. So happy, very happy that that's coming, and would like to see the rollout happening faster, and more information on how we're going to roll this out, because we don't have that yet. And, you know, I'm like most municipal leaders, I'm sure they're getting calls and emails from people. You know, I'm over 65, I'm over 75, I work here, I'm work in a dentist's office. You know, when can I get the vaccine?
Yep.
We just don't know yet.
Yeah.
But as I've told everybody, as soon as we have information from the state, we will then do a broad dissemination of how we will roll out the vaccine in our city for its residents. And that in the meantime, people, please just be patient. You know, it's just starting. We will give you a schedule, how to register, how to sign up, how to, you know, because one of the things that's important about this vaccine versus, say, the flu clinic that we ran early in the fall, still during COVID, but, you know, you could drive through, get your shot, and be on your way. This you can't, because you have to be monitored for about 15 minutes for side effects after you receive the vaccine. So that creates a couple, a different level of challenges at this point. But it's starting. I'm very happy about that. What else? Schools. We did go remote through this week just because we were concerned about the surges we saw Halloween, Thanksgiving, and thought we were going to see the same thing happen at Christmas and New Year's, and we haven't, which meant that people were listening and, you know, hopefully made different plans for the holidays so that we're not seeing this additional spike, and we should by this point because it is the 12th, but so I'm very happy about that. So we will, we're testing all of the faculty and staff at our, in our school district tomorrow, and that will help us with prevalence and baseline, and then hoping that the governor's plan for pool testing, which would really help us just, you know, identify different cohorts within the school that we could test, and that would, you know, we really want to keep our hybrid model going. We've never had to shut it down except for this two-week period, you know, just adding a little more time onto the vacation just to be sure that we could safely reopen the school. So I'm pleased that things are moving in that direction also, and, you know, looking forward to having more and more students coming back.
Sounds very comprehensive. Have you, do you talk with other mayors, you know, and you guys share information about how this thing is going and maybe either give an idea or get an idea that, that is useful?
Oh, certainly. You know, we're on a fairly regular call. It went from starting out weekly to every other week, where mayors and managers are on a call with Lieutenant Governor and state health officials. Mm-hmm. And finance, you know, whoever, you know, the leading topic is for that conversation. We also are continuing to have our mayor's meeting once a month with the Mass Municipal Association, and the mayor of Salem and mayor of Somerville, Mayor Driscoll and Curatone have set up meetings for the mayors with health experts also. You know, all these things are through Zoom. And we certainly have more locally have had ongoing conversations that started late last spring with the town manager in Salisbury and Mayor Gove in Amesbury, so that we could coordinate being on, you know, the New Hampshire border. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be sure we were all doing the same things in terms of opening up beaches and parking and schools and municipal buildings. And so it's been very helpful to have those kind of joint conversations.
Just another day at the office. Oh, my goodness. At newburyportmayor.org, you also have some information about some help that's available for small businesses?
Correct. Yes, we were able to get a CBDG grant from that we partnered with the city of Amesbury, and that was $400,000 each community to help small businesses. There's income and employee size limitations, but, you know, please, Newburyport businesses, we still have over $200,000 left to distribute, I believe, at this point. So please check in with either our website or Amesbury's and take a look at that. We also have rental assistance for residents that's still available through Pettingill House, and have been working with we had a Zoom meeting with all of our restaurants yesterday and encouraged them to apply for this latest capital core grant that the governor has dropped mm-hmm. to help the hospitality sector in particular is a high priority, and they certainly need it.
So difficult for so many people. Well, finally, Madam Mayor, I saw the announcement that you are not planning to run for re-election, which really saddened me, and maybe you could reflect a little bit about on that and the decision.
Well, thank you for being saddened by it, but I think what's important as a leader is that you know when it's time. And I certainly didn't expect to be completing my tenure as mayor for the city of Newburyport amidst a pandemic and adding a whole other layer of challenges that, you know, have kind of slowed my very aggressive agenda that I came into office with. But, you know, I'll leave with a couple things that are at least in the pipeline but aren't completed, but sometimes that's the way it is. My decision, it's time. This has been 24/7. I've absolutely can't tell you how wonderful it has been. And what an honor to serve as mayor of the city of Newburyport and be able, you know, when I stepped into this role from being a city councilor, you know, I saw the challenges that, you know, were faced, our city was facing, and knew that, you know, we had to move things forward. Our schools, our physical structure of our schools, lack of technology, 13 different sites, never having a senior community center, you know, basically an outhouse for our harbor master at the time, our DPS and, you know, trailers that, you know, were so inadequate for our management staff. Our wastewater treatment plant and water plants were failing. I mean, I could go on and on in terms of the amount of work that we have done together to move the city forward, and I'm really, really pleased about that. But when I finish, will have served 12 years as mayor, and that will be the longest tenure of any mayor in the city of Newburyport. And I think part of that had to do with the 2-year term too, which is now 4. Thank goodness, and a reasonable salary. Still not where it should be, but it's certainly, you know, when I took office, I took a major hit. It was $60,000. I was the lowest paid payer in the state. So that certainly doesn't draw a lot of people into running for office,
right.
That's for sure. But the charter's been changed, the salary's been increased, and I'm really hoping that we get a good pool of candidates who can basically I can pass the baton. So it's time. And, you know, again, it's been hard. It's really hard on, I think, family members, my husband in particular, you know, who has wanted to speak out because social media has really taken off during this last decade. And, you know, people can, you know, be pretty nasty when you don't have to say it, stand up and say mm-hmm. it, you know, in person. And so it's, you know, I mean, in general, I think I've had a lot of support, but like anything, you know, you're going to, people aren't going to be happy with all decisions that are made, and you know, try to make the best decisions in the best interest of the whole, and, you know, not everyone's going to support that, but it clearly is time, Rick, you know. I'm pretty tired.
I get that. I totally get that. That is the mayor of Newburyport, Donna Holliday. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com. Thank you.